It's 5:30 and we are all here. So we will call to order this Monday, June 1st, 2026 meeting of the Madison Plan Commission. Planner Furcoe, would you call the roll?
Thank you, Chair. All right, Alder Field.
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Uguere.
Here.
Commissioner McCahill.
Here.
Commissioner Heck.
Here.
Commissioner Sanders.
Here.
Commissioner Solheim.
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Wisniewski.
Here.
Madison School Rep Chihak.
Here.
Chair Ganam.
Here. Thanks.
All right, Chair, we have quorum.
All right, very good. We do have Commissioner Bazin absent tonight, so Commissioner Wisniewski will be a full voting non-alternate commission member tonight. So thanks, Darren. We will, before we get into our content, we'll start with information from our technical facilitator, Jesse Poole.
All right, welcome to our virtual Plan Commission meeting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. Members, if you are able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. Panelists, use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak or ask questions. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. The clerk will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. You need to share documentation with the commission. Please send it in the emailed list in today's agenda. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Jesse. Our first agenda item is time for public comment on items not on the formal plan commission agenda. Planner Furcoe, do we have registrants for public comment tonight?
We do not this evening.
Okay, great. There was a note that there was something uploaded on the public comment item in from written comments that the department received. So if you get a chance to go check that out, that would be great. We have time for disclosures and recusals. Plan Commission members should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Does anyone have disclosures or recusals related to tonight's agenda? All right, seeing none, we'll move to minutes of our May 11th, 2026 regular meeting. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to the draft minutes that were circulated to the Plan Commission? Seeing none, I would ask for a motion and a second to approve the May 11th minutes. Alder Uguere, thank you. Commissioner Solheim, thank you. Any discussion on the minutes? Commissioner Heck?
Yes, just that I'll be abstaining because I wasn't at the meeting.
Thank you. Other than Commissioner Heck's abstention, any objection to unanimous approval for the May 11th minutes. I'm skipping ahead. All right, those minutes are approved, thanks. Our schedule of meetings, we have a packed June this year. We were talking about our calendar. We have our meeting tonight, and we will also have regular meetings on Monday, June 15th and Monday, June 29th. And then our July meeting dates are July 13th and 27th. All the regular meetings will continue to be at 5:30 p.m. and virtual. And then we have a special meeting scheduled for Thursday, June 11th at 5 p.m. In the Madison Municipal Building, room 215. I know some people are out of town. It's a time to travel in June, so we may... I think there was an email asking if you know you can't make that meeting and you haven't already let Megan know, please do so we can make sure we have a quorum for the meeting. That will take us into our agenda. Tonight's agenda is all proposed to be on consent. So we will we'll do our consent process, but if folks want to separate anything and have more discussion, that's perfectly fine. They all just kind of happen to meet our criteria. It's been the custom of the Planning Commission to handle on a consent agenda those items on which staff members believe an application has been sufficiently reviewed to find the relevant standards met to support approval with all of the listed conditions placed upon it by the various city departments, and where the applicant accepts all those conditions and there are no individuals who have registered to speak in opposition to the item. We'll use a separate consent agenda for items requested by an applicant or staff to be referred to a future meeting. Referral does not require a public hearing. The public hearing will be held on the future meeting date to which the matter is being referred. So tonight we have both kinds of consent items. So the approval consent agenda is on the screen before you. Items recommended for approval on consent are agenda items 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And then items recommended for referral on a consent agenda are items 9, 10, and 11. And I think that is to allow urban design, right, Kevin? Is that?
That's correct. They will need to get a recommendation from Urban Design Commission before Plan Commission considers those items.
Yeah, good. So are there any motions for separation of any of the items on consent tonight? And seeing no request for separation, I will read the consent items into the agenda for approval. It's nice that we have them up on the screen. I'm going to read them from my paper agenda, make sure that I get it all in. All right, item 2 is Legistar 93126, and this is authorizing the city's execution of a lease for 36-month term beginning on the completion of the lessor's work as defined in the letter of intent, and the lease is between the City of Madison and 3517 West Beltline LLC for property at 3517 West Beltline Highway to be used for clerk's office storage, and this is in Alder District 10. Item 3 on our agenda is a zoning text amendment. That's Legistar 92925, and that is amending section 28.141(8)(E)(3)(b) of the Madison General Ordinances related to exempting EV requirements at long-term passenger parking at airports and at intercity bus or railroad passenger depots. Our agenda item 4 is Legistar 92926, and that is amending section 28.104(7) of the Madison General Ordinances related to building site standards within the transit-oriented development TOD district to allow a different building footprint for stories above the first floor. Then we have agenda item 5, which is Legistar 92835, related to 5926 County Highway CV in the town of Burke, and this is consideration of a certified survey map within the City of Madison's extraterritorial jurisdiction to create 2 commercial lots and 1 outlot. Finally, items 6, 7, and 8 are related. Item 6 is Legistar 92855, relating to 2019 Fisher Street, consideration of a demolition permit to demolish a commercial building. This is in Alder District 14. Item 7 is Legistar 92840, related to 2017 through 2029 Fisher Street in Alder District 14. And this is consideration of a conditional use in the traditional residential consistent 4 TRC4 district for a building or structure exceeding 10,000 square feet in floor area, and consideration of conditional use in the TRC4 district for community center to allow construction of an addition to Mount Zion Baptist Church. And then agenda item 8 is Legistar 92841, approving a certified survey map of the property owned by Mount Zion Baptist Church located at 2017 and 2029 Fisher Street in Alder District 14. All right, I will open the public hearing and close the public hearing for the approval consent items. And we'll move to a vote. Is there a motion and a second to approve our consent agenda? Alder Uguerra, thank you. Alder Field, thank you. Is there any objection to unanimous approval for the consent agenda items as read? Seeing no hands raised, the consent agenda is passed. I'm now going to read our agenda items for referral, and this is items 9 through 11 on our agenda, and they are to be referred to our July 13th, 2026 meeting to allow, again, time for UDC to review this project. Item 9 is Legistar 92877, which would create section 28.022-00753 of the Madison General Ordinances to change the zoning of property located at 1201 Huxley Street from TRU1, Traditional Residential Urban 1 District, to TRU2, Traditional Residential Urban 2 District in Alder District 12. Item 10 is Legistar 92590 at 1910 Roth Street and 1201 Huxley Street in Alder District 12. This is consideration of a conditional use in the proposed TRU2 District for a residential building complex, consideration of a conditional use in the TRU2 District for multifamily dwellings with more than 60 units, both to allow construction of a residential building complex containing 2 four-story multifamily dwellings containing a total of 163 units. And then finally, item 11 is Legistar 92602, approving a certified survey map of property owned by OM Land LLC, located at 1910 Roth Street and 1201 Huxley Street in Alder District 12. There's no public hearing for a referral, so I would ask for a motion and a second to refer these items to July 13th. Commissioner Wisniewski, thank you. Commissioner Solheim, thank you. Is there any objection to unanimous approval for referring these three items? Seeing none, those items are referred. That is all of our agenda, our regular business tonight. We do have time for member announcements, communications, or business items. If anyone has anything they'd like to raise with the group. Seeing none, then it'd be time for the secretary's report. So I'll turn the floor to Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just a few things, and just note the items in the secretary's report that are noted on your agenda. As the chair mentioned, we do have a four plan commission meeting June. So that's a lot of meetings here. But I will just hit the highlights. Wanted to first note that on the June 11th special meeting, as the chair had mentioned, Director Tuttle had sent out an email. We do have a few absences, and we do need to do a quorum check for that meeting. So if you know you're not going to be available, please let staff know as soon as possible to make sure we've got quorum for the June 11th special meeting. And again, that's an in-person meeting. Looking ahead then to your next regular meeting, June 15th, a couple of items on there of note. Want to first note that we've got the election of the chair and the vice chair is scheduled for that evening, along with voting on the plan commission appointment to the joint campus area committee. In addition to some development related items on that evening, you will also be scheduled to see the Southeast Area Plan and Southwest Area Plan. You've seen these in various work sessions up to now, but that will be your final decision, or at least that's the schedule at this point. The Plan Commission could make a final recommendation to the Common Council that evening. And then a couple of other items for your June 29th meeting. There's a couple of conditional uses. So that's what I have for this evening's secretary's report.
All right. Any questions from the commissioners for Planner Furco? All right, seeing none, we may break a record here, but I would look for a motion to adjourn in a second. Commissioner Wisniewski and Commissioner Solheim, thank you. We'll make up in volume for what we're not doing in a long time or duration of our June meetings. So we'll see many of you next Thursday. And for those who are traveling, have safe and enjoyable trips. And we'll stand adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everyone.